Have you ever been in a medical examination room and the doctor leans in after spending a good 5 seconds thoroughly studying something on you important and says, "Yeah, this will be good to talk about. My assistant will be with you shortly." I think that's the way we can view Jesus' words today, our pre-ascension Pentecost preparation. The doctor has zoomed out, and we're left with the assistant. At some level, this seems to be the case. You walk into a church and it's Jesus on display, right? He's the one with the statues, with the words, with the gift of the Eucharist. And if we're not thinking about Jesus, we're probably thinking about God the Father, the unity Jesus speaks of so repeatedly. And then there's this 2 or so week period we mention the Holy Spirit. But take another look, and that assistant might look a little different. There's a firm theological principle that the Father, Son, and Spirit are always working in concert, the hyphenated activity of our God. Each is distinct, but each locked tightly together, which is a help for us because, yeah, we receive Jesus in the appearance of bread and wine at Mass. But it's not as though he's pulling up a prie-dieu and kneeling in the sanctuary. It's the Spirit that is fluttering about here, called down upon the gifts, sparking inspiration from the Word, hopefully surging some in our hearts. "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth." It's the Spirit that has been accompanying the life of the church, the life of Christians, since Jesus' words, not some assistant, not something second rate or third best, but God coming to us in the way we can receive, guiding us to all truth, helping us bear a little better the revelation. Call in the Spirit this day at Mass. Jesus makes way to make us whole.